Treating Obesity in Kids, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Some time ago, Oregon State University received a long-term grant of nearly $5 million to develop an obesity prevention and healthy lifestyle program for teenagers. Unlike many programs that focus on treatment of children already at risk of obesity, this program targeted active high school-age teens involved in 4-H soccer programs in Oregon. OSU project directors Su Sun Wong, an assistant professor of nutrition and a specialist with the Extension Service, and Melinda Manor, a professor of nutrition, were awarded $4.7 million to start the program awarded by the United States Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Dr. Wong.
Putting ourselves in the parents' shoe, sometimes knowing that our children are active is very comforting. But at the same time, I think if we think our children as an expensive sports car really active, what should we fill the sport car in order to maximize its performance? So definitely we want to fill it with the best gas. This translates into filling them with good nutrition.
Not surprisingly, and to continue the metaphor, this translates into filling children with only good nutrition, such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Good time to join the locavore movement and get yourself down to the farmers' markets where those commodities abound.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.